the federal bailout fair, and will the debates be fair tonight? Life isn't fair. Tell us what's fair and unfair in your life and how you make it right. It's actually a moral question we'll be discussing later on in the program. Is the right approach revenge, tolerance, forgiveness? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
Now we're going to go to Capitol Hill, where fairness and questions of revenge were certainly not far from some people's minds, as congressmen like Henry Waxman of California, the chairman of the House Oversight and Governmental Reform Committee, got a chance to hold Lehman Brothers CEO Dick Fuld's feet to the fire.
Seems that the system worked for you, but it didn't seem to work for the rest of the country and the taxpayers who now have to pay up to $700 billion to bail out our economy. We can't continue to have a system where Wall Street executives privatize all the gains and then socialize the losses. Accountability needs to be a two-way street.
Certainly an extraordinary scene in the first of a series of hearings that are looking at the causes of the current financial crisis. We go now to Todd Zwillick, who is in Washington, D.C., and reports for Capital News Connection. Good morning, Todd. So there you had one of the former titans of Wall Street being grilled by politicians about lots of things, including the hundreds of millions of dollars that he's made over the last 8 years or so.
Exactly right. And the theme of revenge versus fairness was just rife in the room. It was sort of a combination of both of those things, a little bit of twinges of revenge as members, mostly Democrats, mind you, almost exclusively Democrats, went after Fuld for his, not only for his exorbitant compensation. There was some debate as to how much he took home, by the way. Maybe we can talk about that. But, going after Fuld for how much he took home while Rome burned there at Lehman Brothers. And then also fairness. Is it fair for these executives at this firm and at other firms? And there are more hearings today to have taken home what they took home while allegedly not paying attention to the fact that they were vulnerable to all this bad debt and bad credit and putting the rest of the country at risk at the same time.
So, Todd, was this really just political theater, or was there some substantive issues that brought some light to what happened to Lehman Brothers?
Well, like all good theater, it was a mixture of both. It is 4 weeks before an election. There's no way around that fact, and there's no way around the fact that the economic situation is a benefit to Democrats. And there's no way around the fact that placing blame early and often at the feet of others is an important part of politics. So here it is, the recess, and members are supposed to be home campaigning, but they've got Dick Fuld before the committee and before the TV cameras answering for somewhere between $350 and $500 million in personal compensation between 2000 and when Lehman failed.
He came across a little defiant. Would that be the right word? Let's listen to a bit of what he said yesterday.
What happened to Lehman Brothers could have happened to any financial institution and almost did happen to others. Bear Stearns, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, AIG, Washington Mutual, and Merrill Lynch all were trapped in this vicious cycle.
How would you sum up his presentation?
A combination of defiance, taking responsibility, and then also shifting responsibility. He did make a very definitive statement that the buck stops with him and he takes all responsibility for what went wrong at Lehman, and then came up with a litany of reasons as to why it was beyond his control. Of course, members, Democrats mostly, latched on to those latter statements, and some Republicans too, that he really didn't take responsibility for what went on and was asleep at the switch or was so jaded by conflicts of interest, his own compensation, and the fact that he was taken care of by an executive compensation board, that he didn't really have much cause to pay much attention to what was going on with the rest of the company and the rest of the market and how it affected everybody else.
Let's talk about that compensation, and let's first listen to an exchange between Fuld and Henry Waxman.
When the company did well, we did well. When the company did not do well, sir, we did not do well. Well, Mr. Fuld, there seems to be a breakdown, because you did very well when the company was doing well, and you did very well when the company wasn't doing well, and now your shareholders who owned your company have nothing. They've been wiped out.
I mean, that was really an extraordinary sight to get a scolding here was a man who was running things, you know, not too long ago, getting a scolding for decisions they made.
Never underestimate the power of a party running for re-election. That might be a little bit simplistic, but this is such a big deal. It's a lot of this story isn't written yet. Members of Congress know how to take advantage of a situation at the right time. You know, you can make a good argument that it's necessary for a guy like Fold to be raked over the coals in front of the public. Mm-hmm. That's part of the process. It doesn't hurt one bit for Democrats especially, and for some other members, that this takes place right before an election. Don't forget, a lot of them took a very tough vote. Nobody liked voting for that bailout, and voters don't like it.
But they're certainly changing the script this week, or at least the tone of the conversation. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.